Gvoya. However, seis means lashon of rising or being high. Shenema v'yakol horim, aramim v'yakol agvoyis, hanesoyis, and v'yitzapachas elat feila. Tzapachas means like you're nothing, you're bottle, you're secondary. Shenema, sefocheni nu alacha sakunois, lecho pas lechem. Let me grab heaven, be like, let me be tofu like to the Kohanim. Sasub laseis lasapachas. Somebody that makes himself great, thinks he's great, at the end of the tzapachas, he'll be put down to like nothing. He'll be like bottle to other people. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bo Ray, come and see. Kamo gedoylem nomuche haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great a person that's humble is in front of Hashem, and a muche ruach holds himself low. Shebisho shebeis hamigdash kayim, when we have a beis hamigdash kayim, odo makriv oilo. A person could go to the beis hamigdash and have a korban oilo brought. What does he have? Schar oilo biyodoi. He has a schar, he brought a korban oilo. Mincha, he wants to bring the korban. Mincha is schar mincha biyodoi good. He has a reward that he brought a mincha. But a person that has a humble heart is malolo bakosiv. The pasuk considers him kilu hikriv kol hakabonis kulam. It's as if we brought all the kabonis there are. Shenamar, the pasuk says zivche lekim ruach nishbara. That zivche lekim like is ruach nishbara. A person has a broken heart. He's like zivche lekim, like he brought all the kabonis. Rashi, zivche means kol hazvachim b'mashmo. Mashmi has all the kabbonis, like he brought all those kabbonis, like he brought his heart. For lo yoy, not only this, el eshein tfilos and emeses. Such a person, when he davin, his tfilah will be answered. It won't be emeses, it won't be like disregarded, like it's a mis. Shinyama, the pasuk says, leiv nishpar v'nidke elokim le'sivza. A person has a broken heart, Hashem won't despise like. Hashem will listen to his tfilah. For Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shua ben Levi says, "Kol Hashem or Choyso b'Elam Azir, whoever puts his ways the right way, on this world." So Rashi says, "Hashem means like you shuts up, you evaluate your ways." Rashi says, "Mechashev hefsid mitzvah kineges chora," like you watch clearly what you're doing. You know there's a schar for mitzvahs. You know there's an adnoinish for the averis, and you watch yourself carefully. Your sum, you make a shuma, you evaluate what's the right thing to do. The person that does that in his ways in this world is zoyche v'royeh b'yeshuvosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll be zoyche to see the Yeshua of Hashem, what it means Yemoisa Mashiach. He'll be zoyche to see Yeshua, the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneim the Apostle says, v'shom derech arenu b'yeshua kim. A person that puts his road on the right way, he'll be able to see the Yeshua of Hashem. Is al tikri v'shom ella v'shom derech. Person evaluates his ways to watch out to do the right way. Watch more, what's worth it more. That's the person of mizrecha to see Yeshua of Hashem. Now I'll go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says ketzad mekanalo. How is the case where a person? What's the lashon? How does a man say to his wife when he wants to warn her? Don't be with this man. So the Mishnah says what? If he tells her not to talk to her, so we say that's not called the stira, that's not called the kinui. But then if he gets found alone in the room, then he becomes asa. So Gemara says, so gufa kashya, it's a stira in the Mishnah itself. Amarta, first you say, oh, ma lo b'fnei shnai matadabri mishpleini. Zeh, if somebody told you what, don't talk to this person, alma diva stiruhu. You see, diva is called the stira. Well, the Tanya, then that starts off, like, what's called stira? What's called kinui? You warn your wife, don't talk to the man. So Mishnah's mashma, that's called the good kinui, that's the way you're supposed to warn her. But well, the Tanya, then the Mishnah says, dibrimoi, if you found your wife talking with that man, adayim uteras lebeso, materas lecha betruma. Nothing doing, she's still mutter to her husband, she's still allowed to eat truma. She says, stop talking with the man, it's not called stira. Alma dibra like lomu. You see, sound like she's talking with the man, that means nothing. So it's a stira in the Mishnah. When a husband warns his wife, don't talk with that man, is that meaning, does it mean something or not? So Moshe is like this. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Hochi Kamar. This is what our Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say like this. Al Tadabri, if the husband tells her, don't talk. V'dibra, and she did. If Dibra, and she spoke. That's nothing. What about though, V'al Tadabri, V'nistara, V'leiklum? That also means nothing. If the husband only told her not to talk, so that's not called kinui. Then even if she's found to be alone with the man, that means nothing. But out history, let's say the husband tells his wife, I don't want you to be found alone, history with that man. The debri moi, and then all we found out that she was talking with him, nothing doing, still she's muta. She's allowed to live with the husband still, and if she's an ashes kayin, she's allowed to still eat truma. But let's say we found out that she went with that man alone in the room. And they were alone together with the shir we had yesterday's daf. How long to make a ma'isa haro? Is asura labaisa. Then even though it's only a suffix if they live together or not, we don't know. But that's called the seita. That after the husband warned her, and then we found out that they were stira, they were found alone together. Is asura labaisa. She's called the seita, that she's also to live with her husband. She can't go back to her house like she's also to her husband. And the asura lecha betruma. If she's an anxious kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma either. Then the Mishnah says, let's say in the case where she's a soita, then let's say she died, let's say the husband dies, and they have no children, and there's a brother alive, so it should be a mitzvah yibum. But we say, since she's a soita, the loch is, the brother cannot like be miyab, not live with her, but rather he has to give the chalitza. So Gemara asks, why? Amai titziyabim nam yivumi. Why don't we have a mitzvah yibum here? What takes off the mitzvah yibum? Yeah, even if she's a soita, but so what? The brother-in-law, though, she should be mutter. Why shouldn't she be mutter to the brother-in-law? There's no avera living with the brother-in-law. Now that the husband died, so there's the mitzvah yibum. Why shouldn't the brother now go be miyabma? Tisyah nami yibum. Some Rabbi Yezer Grayson says, Omer Kora Pasuk says, the yotza mi beisai for whole chavoyse lishachar. So Rashi want lishachar for loy liyavim. In such a place it says she goes out to be with somebody else and not with the yavim. So Rashi says the yotza mi beisai means liel minaksiv ki motza beervas dover. If a husband finds that his wife has znus, so he gives her a get, and it says the yotza mi beisai, she leaves the house. So Rashi, she can only live with lishachar somebody else. Or the kasher is lomeli. What do we need the word lishachar for? Pshita. So the chiddush here is that in the case where you found your wife to have shaychus with a seita, with a znus, then there's no mitzvah yivam. That she can't go to the yavam, but it has to be v'yotzim ibeisim, ochavos lishachar. Li'achar v'loy liyavam. That there's no mitzvah yivam, they can't make yivam. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, if so, that's the post that means to say, elamiyata chalitza namiloy tiboy. There should not be chalitza either then. And if the Pasuk is saying that there's no mitzvah yibum, so you should not have chalitza either. And Rashi says, the potra rachmona v'shaya lishachar, b'chol inyan. The Pasuk says she's allowed to marry somebody else. Mashmita, she's not zokuk liyavam. Or Malay said back, ilu isa labal, miloy boy get no, if the husband would still be alive. That Pasuk says she'd get married to somebody else. But it means after she got a get, before the husband would give her a get, she can't get married to somebody else. Is therefore, now that the husband died, that I call upon him chalitza they need. Like chalitza is like the mokum get. So just like if the husband would have still been alive, he would have to give her a get, is now tiboy chalitza. This the Yarmi son say Yom Rab Yosef. Rachman Amr the Torah says, V'yotzim ibeisav ochel v'osel ishachar. When you found out your wife did aroyas, so you have to send her away, and she has to go and live with somebody else. What does it mean, l'alishachar? L'alistere l'beisei.
Like Rashi says, we don't want them to stay together. If there's nus in the house, if the wife does nus, like we'll destroy the house. So therefore, we don't want her to destroy his house. Therefore, we tell him to get rid of her. So if so, and you want to say now that the husband died, the brother should have to go marry her, and that's a svar, the Torah does not want you to marry her. Because she's only somebody that's going to destroy your house. So therefore, it's a svar not to make yibum. Gemara says, Omalai Abayis, Abayis said back, Elamayatev so, Liyacha loitinosei. They should also be like an Issa, she shouldn't be able to get married to anybody else either. The Lalistere Labayse, that she should not go to destroy his house like. So Gemara says, Omalai, Mikor Raminin lo Alei.